When I was young, I didn't drink an awful lot. I tended to drink at family parties, which my parents found acceptable, that there'd be a small glass of wine. When I then hit 18 and it was legal for me to drink, yeah, I went round town, painted it red, had a gay old time and really drank far more than was good for me. But I was never out of control. I didn't start smoking until I was 21, which is quite late, really. I was quite a heavy smoker, smoking about 25 to 30 a day at the height of it. Drugs? No, I've never used drugs. The fear was just too great for me. I know smoking kills, but in my head at that time, drugs was absolutely going to kill me.
Drinking as a teenager wasn't that evident, to be honest. I didn't do an awful lot. There was a lot of drinking, however, at university, and there were certainly a lot of drugs.
Drinking, I guess I started when I was probably about 14, I would think. We used to drink fairly frequently, not massively heavily, but it tended to be kind of beer if we could go to the pub. Didn't have lots of money, so didn't always get to drink quite a lot. Cannabis smoking, again, from when I was about kind of 15, that was a fairly regular feature. Probably carried on, well, I did carry on smoking cannabis for most of my adult life, on and off. I don't do it anymore. For the last few years from drinking, still drink now. I haven't had a drink this morning. I mean, when I was younger, there seemed to be fairly large amounts of acid around, but I never did that. I mean, I was offered it, but it was never at a time when I felt, you know, I might have done, but I wasn't in a situation where I felt completely comfortable with it. Speed I've taken a few times, and cocaine I've taken a few times, but again, these days I don't really do anything.
Your 15-year-old son Reuben is sitting alongside you, and your face was completely impassive as your mum was describing those things that she took as a teenager. Have you had this conversation before, or is this news to you?
It's not news. We've never sort of sat around a table and sort of talked about drugs and that sort of stuff. I mean, as I've gotten older, I've sort of just picked things up, like bits of information, and it was never sort of shocking. At first, it was a bit like, oh, she still smokes, she still does that. But now I just like, okay, well, she still smoked and she, you know, she took drugs, but it wasn't ever something I'm not shocked by it.
Mm-hmm. And as a 15-year-old, how much do you smoke, drink, or take drugs?
I don't drink. I don't drink, smoke, or take drugs. I've been offered a couple of times, but I don't like the taste of alcohol and that sort of stuff. But
Let me ask Aaron, as an 18-year-old, what about your drinking, smoking, and taking drugs habits, if there are any?
Well, I drink probably as most 18-year-olds would. It's kind of like the part of life of being a student. But so as for like smoking. It's one of the things what all my peers has always smoked, and like from quite a young age now, and like I only has one friend who doesn't smoke, but for me it's something that's never interested me in the fact it does seem quite expensive. And as for drugs, as I grew up in the council estate where I had seen like some of the negative effects of drugs users and how that could turn out for me, it's like it is quite a common thing you see in like Manchester and Oldham and not up North West. I think it's quite common to go out and see someone doing cocaine or getting MDMA or using the SARS acid. But for me, it just has never interested me.
What about the conversations your parents, Aaron, have had with you about drug taking, drinking and smoking?
I think one of the positive things my parents have done, they has always said it is my decision, and as I wanted to do it, it probably might, not as much as the drugs, but if I was going to smoke, they'd be very disappointed, but I don't think it would be there. They go too mad because it would be my decision at the end of the day. I'm not my own person. I do make my own decisions. Mm. As far as drinking's concerned, they always had drink at the table. Well, not when we went out. It was never a taboo drinking. So I've always understood how to drink responsibly. Right. At times, obviously, that does go to the wall and like you go out and get bladder. But I do. It's never been a problem to me being able to drink.